From navigating obstacle courses to playing team sports and creating handicrafts, 120,000 Palestinian children are experiencing a typical summer holiday.
I love the slide, the jumping castle and trampoline. If there wasn't this summer camp, I would have been at home for the entire vacation.
The camp has a variety of activities and lots of fun games. I wish it was the entire summer holiday, but even though it's for 1 week, I have a lot of fun and I am happy.
The initiative is organized by the UN Relief and Works Agency for Palestine Refugees.
These summer camps last only for 1 week, but they provide a lot of support, physical and mental activities for the children of Gaza. It's a small gesture that makes a big difference in the lives of these impoverished children.
More than 1 million people depend on UN agency for food, health care, and education assistance. And families spend the little money they do have on food rather than entertainment. But these camps are about more than just fun and games. The UN says they provide indirect psychological support to children traumatized by the war, with educational activities aimed at helping the youngsters to manage loss, anger, and stress.
If you track the symptoms and signs of children in Gaza, you will find high rates of trauma symptoms, high rates of anxiety, high rates of, you know, sadness, and so on. In one study that was published by Save the Children Foundation, they recorded almost 80% of such symptoms among children.
The camps may last only 7 days, but for these children, it's a chance to enjoy the simple pleasures other youngsters take for granted. Yumna Sayed, Al Jazeera, Gaza.